one of the finest actors in great British acting.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson.
Picture of me on that screen.
Yes, sir.
Clever.
How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm very good.
Take a seat. Come and relax.
I'm taking a seat. Thank you.
Now, you just met Lord Sugar.
I did, yeah.
How was that? Was he friendly and polite and happy and
he
excited
was,
to see you?
He was all right. He was having a grumble about something. He was here too early or something. He was complaining about that.
You're all right, blummin'. Nice to meet you, Daniel. Yeah. You're blummin', whatever.
Yeah. But he was all right.
Is that the first time you met him?
It's the first time he acknowledged my existence.
Right.
I met him at the BAFTAs once when somebody was moving a chair in front of him and he was having a right old strop about that.
God love him.
Yeah.
Right, we're on the webcams now. There is the beautiful... there's me there. Hi. That's, and there's the beautiful David Tennant.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So handsome.
And the way you've colour-coordinated your top with your trousers, I like that.
Thanks very much.
It's kind of shades of orange and pink.
Are they salmon trousers?
No, they're not. No, they're very much... they've got more orange in them than that. They're a kind of burnt umber.
Yeah,
burnt umber. There's a man who's now married and doesn't need to try anymore. Look at that.
These are my best new trousers. What are you talking about? These are on especially for you today,
they're
Chris.
Like terracotta kegs.
Terracotta kegs, yeah. Yeah, these are... yeah.
All right.
Why do I have to look at a picture of myself? What's that all about?
You can look into my eyes. My eyes are
I think I will. You're looking very well, Chris.
Well, thank you. I'm trying my best. This is my year to get down to overweight.
Right.
From morbidly obese.
No, interesting. You're a slip of a thing, though.
I'm still technically morbidly obese.
Oh, stop it.
According to that old-fashioned thing of your height, therefore your weight should be and all that.
Morbidly?
Yeah.
Well, that's encouraging.
It's not a good word, is it?
But I am literally, I'm pounds away from getting into the overweight category.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Have a compare and contrast with the photo from the last time you were in this studio.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference.
Hold that up.
Look at that.
Yeah. God, it's like a half... Yeah, look.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
amazing.
On this one, it looks like he swallowed a melon.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot. Is it my birthday today with all these compliments? I don't know what it is. Anyway, how is married life?
It's not something I discuss a great deal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
I don't want to... is everything all right? I mean...
No,
haven't suddenly gone down a road...
No, you absolutely haven't.
Right.
No, it's just... I tend to... You know, I think there's a time and a place for discussing such things.
Fair enough.
What time do you want to talk about?
Too many people...
9:14.
Yeah. I think there's... You know... I don't mind people telling me the secrets of their life, but I don't particularly like telling me the secrets of
mine. That's fair enough. Yeah. That's your business. But is the sex still good? That's still
fantastic.
Good?
Fantastic.
Brilliant. Yeah. Good man. Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Yeah. Well, I meant still good. I meant still good, as in because I would imagine it was good. I'm not speaking from experience.
Yeah.
Is she still
come
good?
Come on, don't
Does she still
annoyed,
do that
Chris.
Thing where the...
We remember those days.
Dr. Woohoo.
Well, no, I just want to make sure you're happy.
I'm very happy.
You Everything always is... seem happy.
I am very genuinely
I've never
happy.
Seen you grumpy. I've never seen you moody.
Oh, I do have my moody moments, but I try to, you know. They're fairly rare.
As an actor, can you throw a good strop?
No, I can't.
Oh,
I really,
really
can. I just get embarrassed and shy if I get... If I get at all grumpy with anyone, I then feel guilty for the rest of the day.
Well, I do something similar. I can tear someone's head off verbally, not a problem. But then I will go. Was I too? Did I?
Yeah.
And then do I need to go and apologise?
Yeah.
Was I? No.
Then spend the rest of the day ordering them gifts.
But Alad will be good. Alad will go. You were a bit harsh. Or sometimes he goes. No, you're fine.
But you never
they
did that.
They
are like him or not.
They are stupid.
You never did that before. This is a fairly new revelation.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Of the.
Yeah, but I was drunk a lot before in my younger days, so I really didn't know what was
the
going
concern
on.
Is a new thing.
Well, anyway, thank you for coming to see us.
It's a pleasure. Mm. Yeah, I've only been in your show once before. Wherever, when any other time I've
because
come, you've been
on
holiday.
Christian O'Connell's bloody show, and I'm like, come and hang out with us.
I'm very happy. You had Scott Mills in the last time I was here. Where were you? On holiday? Yes.
Probably,
with Christian.
Yeah.
With Benny Dorm. So, lots of things to talk to you about.
Oh, go on then.
We went to see the Pirates
did you?
Yesterday. Yes. I thought it was all right. But you know that's... well, I went to see the Pirates. It's the new movie. It's a new animated movie. It's well, not, I don't know if animation is...
Well, it's Aardman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stop motion, I suppose, is it? It's animation.
3D animation?
It,
I don't know.
And it's an Aardman, so if you like Wallace and Gromit, it's that kind of thing.
Zoe from Sony is trying to keep round the window to give us the correct phrase.
What's
animation? What's it called?
What's she saying? What's she moaning?
Oh, we don't care.
Stop motion.
Yeah. God love you, sweetheart. You can sit down and relax. It doesn't matter. It's not like it doesn't have live actors in. It's just them doing the voices.
It doesn't. Yeah, we just do the voices. That's all you need to know.
It's not computers.
It's actual people in a studio in Bristol going, moving it.
Like bits of plasticine.
Well, I think they're now made of latex and resin and all that.
Yeah. Watching the film.
Yeah.
I've just forgot.
Oh, it's so clever, Alan. Honestly.
There's a beautiful sweeping shot right at the beginning of the film, which is lovely, and it kind of sweeps across and zooms out, and then it's very clever, bearing in mind that these are all little models.
They're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. For me, because it's obviously all in 3D, the shots of the ships, which I have to say very carefully, and the water are just stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see...
Did you see it with the 3D glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, I've only seen it in 2D so far.
It's beautiful.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah, good.
It's beautiful.
Well, we saw it yesterday, and it's very good. And David Tennant is in it, as is Hugh Grant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what was interesting for me was I wasn't sure who was playing who before I watched the film.
Right.
So the Hugh Grant characters appear, and I'm sitting there going, that doesn't sound anything like David Tennant whatsoever. That really doesn't. And then I'm thinking, it doesn't really sound like Hugh Grant.
No, I thought
because
that.
It's Hugh Grant, weirdly, putting on a bit of a posh voice.
Yeah.
So it's which is mental.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't look anything like Hugh Grant.
No.
So it tricks your brain a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very bizarre. And then you start to hear all the other people talking and you go, it's driving me mad.
Yeah.
It's the man from The Thing with the man.
Yeah. I thought Stephen Fry was in it at one point, but it wasn't. I had to check the credits.
No,
the
that was Lady Henry.
No, it was Brian Blessed.
Right.
But I thought it was...
You didn't recognise Brian Blessed?
But just for a moment, I thought it was Stephen... Who did I say?
Stephen Fry.
Yeah, from his sort of Blackadder days.
Oh, no.
I
don't know how you can hear Brian Blessed's voice and not know that.
Yeah, it's quite distinctive.
The thing I found slightly off-putting, it was the only sort of minor criticism, is that the Lady Pirate looks very much like June Sarpong, who used to do T4, and I couldn't get that out of my head. You have a watch when you see it again.
I'm going to look at that again
later,
yeah.
It looks like June Sarpong with a pirate hat on.
Oh.
Well, it's an awful lineup of yourself, Hugh Grant, Lenny Henry, Imelda Staunton, Salma Hayek, Jeremy Piven, Ashley Jensen, Russell Tovey, Brendan Gleeson. It's really,
Martin Freeman, yeah.
Martin Freeman, of course.
Yeah.
Who, God love him. Looks like Martin Freeman as well.
Yeah.
You know? And also Russell Tovey really looks like Russell Tovey, I think.
Well, I didn't know who that was. That was one of the voices that was
He's doing his voice on there.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
And I never got Jeremy Piven either.
No, I didn't get Jeremy Piven. I mean, I knew he was in it. And then when I saw it, I thought, they've obviously changed it since I heard the cast list. But it is him, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
He was brilliant in Larry Sanders, obviously. You know, he's been in so many things, but obviously as Ari in Entourage, which is just one of the greatest characters ever. I was embarrassed to say that when his character started talking in the movie, at first I thought it was John Barrowman. Now you will see this film again at some point.
I can't wait.
You think John Barron in my head, and maybe I'm nuts, but you know, I thought so. But the film is great.
It is good, isn't it? Well, they're a sort of national treasure, aren't they, Aardman Studios?
Yeah.
Well, I take it it's a no-brainer when the phone call comes in, and you don't even need to read the script.
Exactly. He's got Aardman wanting to be voicing one of their films. Fine. When do you want me to turn up?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you do it over like 2-3 years.
Do you?
Yeah. You do. We did like we read through the script, and so they had a recording to start doing some bits of animation,
right.
And then we'd go away, and then we'd come back, and we'd record some lines, and go away and come back. So it's a weird thing. You're not involved for months at a time.
So they need the initial script in order to do their animation. Is that right?
Well, I think. Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask someone who knows what they're talking about. But I think we did like an audio of the whole script, so they had something to start with.
Mm.
And then once they'd start the animation, we'd go in and re-record certain lines. We might go back and change bits. And so you'd sort of do it in chunks over the course of a couple of years.
Must be painstaking.
And are you on your own when you're recording your
Usually. Bits? They would try and get us in little groups. So Martin and I did some together, and Hugh and I did some together, and Imelda was there one day. And then you would, most of the time you're on your own though, yeah.
So that's, because the weird thing is, you're an actor.
Mm.
And you are acting in this film, but in a completely, totally different environment.
Yeah.
In a studio with headphones on. And at the beginning, you can't even watch anything.
Yeah.
At the end, I would imagine you can watch something and voice along. But at the beginning.
Actually, well, though we never did that. We always just did it into the air, yeah.
But so you're in the studio on your own, yeah, with a pair of headphones on. Bearing in mind, you've done film and television, but you do a lot of stage work, which you know, a lot of people may know or not know, which you excel at. And I presume. I get so giddy when I'm excited. I presume you love the stage stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the opposite. You're in a booth and you're having half a conversation. So you're going, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you would say that. That must be very weird.
Well, they have a guy called Ben, who's...
He reads the other parts. I see. I was going to say, how do you do that?
So there's always someone reading the other lines.
And does he act it? Or does
he's an actor. Yeah, he's an actor.
Oh, no, looks like they're going to kill us.
Yeah. No, he's a proper actor. Right. And he does... And he's in the film playing other little parts. So he's, you know, he's... No, he's proper.
But if you were there with Martin, for example, and you're doing a scene together, then it's even better, the fact that they'll have the two of you interacting at the same time in one take, or not?
Yeah, well, that's why they'll try and do that whenever it's possible. But it all just depends on where everybody is. And Martin's been in New Zealand for the last couple of years.
So. That's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you should all go and see it. It's released in cinemas nationwide a week today.
Yeah.
So that's next week. Mm. So go and see the
3D
Pirates.
And 2D, it's depending on your preference.
Fun for all the family.
It is, isn't it?
It really is.
Properly funny if you're a grown-up as well.
I think my daughter's going to love it.
Well, there's some lovely... I was quite surprised. There's a couple of gags in there that I'm like, did he just say it?
Yeah, yeah, there are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But kids will just be, you know, Pirates!
Yeah. So that's the whole point, though, isn't it? Films like that, because they exist on different levels.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations to you.
I'm very proud. Thank you. Mm.
What else is going on in the world of David Tennant?
Oh, stuff.
Yeah? You know? You got stuff?
Yeah. I'm making a documentary, which is new for me. I'm making a documentary about Hamlet. That's probably bang on the Radio 1 target.
We love a cigar here.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
We're on it. All over that.
Miss those adverts.
Yeah. I'm doing that, and I'm about to go off to Poland to film something, but I don't think we've quite...
Is that a secret?
I think it probably is. Yeah.
Well, we won't mention Poland again.
Yeah, don't talk... Whatever you do,
don't mention Poland.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a very intelligent, intellectual kind of a man into the arts and quite highbrow la-di-da?
No. No, I don't think I would. I feel like I can be quite eclectic in my tastes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
No, because...
Where's this leading?
No, because I always think that you're kind of... Like they will eat, like you're going to do a documentary about Hamlet, which is fine, but then you voice certain things, like you voice a lot of the kind of wildlife-y shows and stuff like that. And you have one of those voices which they would like to use when you need the voice of authority, but at the same time, interest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder, do you sit at home and watch?
But at the same time, I'm playing a tree sprite on CBeebies, so, you know, I like to extend my range as much as possible.
Very good point. So does she cook for you every night when you get home? Is there a meal waiting for you? Does she wear the trout? Do you have to cook?
I can cook.
Right.
Yeah.
When was the last time you cooked?
That's a good question.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's been a while, actually.
This is the man saying I can cook. When it was last time?
I mean, I can cook.
Sure.
That doesn't mean there aren't better people who can cook around me.
You don't even know.
I can't remember when I last did a proper... I think I roasted a chicken about 10 days ago. That's probably about it.
That's all right.
Yeah. That's cooking.
That's cooking, isn't it? Yeah.
Of course it is. That's complex.
Mm. I made a chili.
Oh, I like making a chili. Mm. I like a chili, because you can take a really long time and keep putting the...
Put whatever you want in it.
Bar of dark chocolate in a pot of chili.
No.
That's my little tip.
Really?
No. A bar of dark chocolate.
Get out of town.
Have you
tried Marmite in it?
No.
Oh, you want to do that?
Really?
The richness of flavour. It's like a stock cube. Put a stock cube in there as well.
Oh, yeah, I always put stock cubes in. Yeah.
I always put chickpeas in it.
And
baked beans.
Which are your herbs of choice? What are you sprinkling in there for extra piquancy?
Well, it depends, because if I'm really super honest, the last time I made a chilli, I used packet mix because I was lazy. And the time before that, I forgot to put the packet mix in.
So that was just a... Mince.
It was mince, kidney beans, chopped tomatoes, and water. And I didn't realise till the next day.
Mm. Right.
I was sitting there going, it's very watery.
It's like a steak broth.
It's kind of bolognese in taste. I mean, it's nice, don't get me wrong.
But yeah.
Something, it's just different.
It's just mince. It's just mince.
And woke up the next day, was tidying everything up and realised the packet mix was still full of mix.
You don't use packet mix, though. You can get,
I know, but it was quicker. I can't.
It's not
chop.
That much quicker though. Bit, yeah, I mean, a bit of garlic and a bit of onions. Once you've chopped that up, just get into your little herb. Get a little herb shelf.
Have you got a herb garden?
No, it's slightly though. It's all dead at the moment. But,
right.
But you know, you just want a little shelf in your kitchen with all the little, you know, the little jars on it.
Well, I do. I've got a spice rack.
Bit of turmeric.
Some bobs. Yeah, very nice. Yeah. I'm still learning how to cook.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I can. What I can do is I could blag it. I could say, come round for dinner. You know, bring the wife or don't, depending on how secretive you are about your personal life. And then come round. I'll cook. I could do a starter, a main, and a dessert. And you would leave going, that boy can cook. But little would you know, the next time I had people around, they'd eat exactly the same thing.
Well, listen, you only need one.
There's nothing...
True.
Unless you're going to cultivate long-term friendships, you only need to be able to cook one dish.
Yeah. It's a signature menu.
Yeah.
That's all you need. And sometimes you can vary one of the dishes, but otherwise just keep it the same.
I'll make you a cheesecake and send it round.
I'd
you
like
and the
that, yeah. Listen, as long as you have something to get through your edition of Celebrity Come Dine With Me, you're sorted.
Yeah.
What would you cook for that?
Well, I'd definitely do a cheesecake.
Right.
I would probably...
Is cheesecake a speciality?
Yeah, it's always on there.
Is it?
I love it. I like it.
That was said slightly wearily, Dave. It's always on there.
No, I mean, it's one of your signatures.
Well,
is it lemon cheesecake? Or you vary the
different...
I can
do lemon orange. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Lemon orange, perhaps lime.
Yeah. I can. Really? I don't want to give away my secrets.
Yeah.
I've never done kiwi, but why don't I try it?
Or mandarin.
And I find that cheesecake is a very good dessert after a curry.
Well, yes, because it's cooling and soothing.
Cooling and soothing.
See, why don't you come in here more often and see what you can learn?
This is brilliant, isn't it?
You know?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to being invited round for dinner now, that's all.
Well, listen, you can come round.
I'd like to.
You know, I know we bump into each other every so often.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not close. I'd love to be closer.
I'd like to be closer.
You know, I wasn't invited to the wedding. I know you don't want to talk about it. And I think that's why you feel embarrassed.
It's embarrassing. It's
what, not even evening do?
Oh, I got nothing. Oh, I got nothing. And by the way, he had it on the same night that there was something else going on. And I had to ring in one of my friends going, don't forget, Saturday I'll see you there. And he's going, I can't make it. I'm at David Tennant's wedding.
Who was that mutual friend?
Oh, I'm not saying. And they were like, I can't.
Do I know this person or are they a
you invited them to the wedding?
Well, I mean, I hope I did. I hope they weren't trying to sneak in.
Otherwise, that's even worse on you if he invited someone that he doesn't even know.
And then they're going, David Tennant doesn't know Dappy from N-Dubs. How come he's invited?
Well, that's who that was, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And there's me sitting on my own in a pub in North London, nursing a pint.
Oh, that's tragic.
While they're all dancing the night away.
Next time I get married, you'll be there.
That's what I said.
That's a joke, clearly.
Mine wasn't.
I go to all of Dave's weddings.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I do.
Yeah.
How many has there been?
Two.
Right.
Yeah.
When's the third?
Don't know yet.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Never say never.
Give him another 6 months at least. Come on.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's play a song. If you have a question for Mr. Tennant, I won't guarantee I'll ask it because I don't ask any questions to Lord Sugar, but you can text in 81199.
Why don't you ask me Lord Sugar's questions? Do we have to call him Lord? Is it really?
Yeah. Well, Lord Alan, I like to call him to shake it up.
To annoy him.
Yeah. No.
I never know, because he does like using the Lord thing.
Yeah.
Does he get offended if you just say Alan? That's my worry.
Do you know what I think is even worse? If you continue to call him Sir, I think that's even more offensive than just no title at all, because it's the wrong title.
Yeah.
Sir Sugar, I think he hates.
Call him mate.
Yeah. You've got nothing, have you? You've never. Have you? Do you have anything? You don't have letters after your name?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Certificates.
I've got a BA.
That's good.
Yeah. He's got BA Dramatic Studies.
There you go. Very nice. So, would you be David Tennant BA?
I guess I would. Yeah.
I love that. Let me write that down on the list there. That's how it looks, David Tennant.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got your gold, silver, bronze in your swimming?
I think I've got 100 metres little badge somewhere.
You never picked up a plastic brick in a pair
of
pyjamas?
I don't think I did, no.
Oh.
We didn't do that at our school. No, we just swam up and down a bit.
Well, yeah, but you got to go at night. That was extra.
Oh, was it extra? Yeah. Well, I didn't do that then, no.
Oh, you haven't lived, love.
No.
We'll teach you. Come round to the house. I'll put a paddling pool up in the backyard.
I thought you were going to say we'll get in my swimming pool.
No.
Get in my pyjamas first.
Hey, it's just dinner, for God's sake. Let's one thing at a time.
I meant you might have a spare pair that would fit. Right. Although he's longer in the leg than you are, though, isn't he?
I don't know. We haven't measured each other for ages. Russ is that children indeed gig. Right, it's 9:20. This is Skrillex. Thank you.